This meeting of the House Judiciary Committee will now come to order. The time is now 4:27 p.m. on Wednesday, February 11th, 2026. We are meeting in the Grunberg Room, Capitol Room 120. The following members are present: Representative Costello, Representative Mina, Representative Underwood, Representative Eichscheid, Representative Vance, and myself, Representative Gray, Chair. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. I would like to recognize the staff supporting this meeting. We have Sophia Tenney from House Records, Renzo Moises from the Juno LIO, and my committee aide, Dylan Hitchcock Lopez. We have possibly two items of business on today's agenda. We will first be hearing an introduction of House Bill 213, Data Sharing, Social Security. And second, we will be continuing public testimony on House Bill 136, Railroad Utility Corridors. I apologize for the delay due to our long floor session. We will now go at ease until we have our first presenter ready. At ease. Back on the record, we will now hear our first item of business. We will take up House Bill 213, Data Sharing, Social Security, for its first hearing in our committee. At this time, I would like to invite Representative Jimmy Staff, Hayden Johnson, and Rachel Gunn to the witness table. Please put yourself on the record and begin your introductory remarks.
Thank you, Chair Gray, members of the committee. Today we're presenting House 213.
Can you please put yourself on the record?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's been a while since I've done this. Thank you, Chair Gray and members of the committee. My name is Rachel Gunn. I'm staff to Representative Nellie Nugget-Jimmy. And today we are presenting House Bill 213, which would allow Alaskans to apply for replacement Social Security cards online. Currently, 49 states allow for online replacement, and we are the last holdout. The process of replacing a Social Security card is difficult, especially for those living in rural areas. If you don't live in Anchorage, Fairbanks, or Juneau, you must either travel a long way to an office or mail documents, which is expensive, time-consuming, and stressful.
Hello, my name is Hayden Johnson, and I would just like to say hello to the House Judiciary Committee. And so Alaska is one of the first states to allow online applications in 2019. However, in 2021, the Department of Law put a stop to this because the statute did not explicitly allow online applications. Today, we are the only state in the country that has not enabled online card replacements for its residents. And each year, 15,000 Alaskans need a replacement Social Security card. That means that 13,400 residents must travel to one of three Social Security field offices. That's 8,898 to Anchorage, 3,318 to Fairbanks, and 1,108 to Juneau. The remaining 1,600 people mail in their original documents, which can be quite time-consuming and expensive. There is currently no cost implementation to House Bill 213, and this could be operational in 4 to 6 weeks after enactment. Those who would still like to visit an office or mail in documents for replacement could still do so. This just makes applying online optional. If it is the will of the committee, I can go through the sectional analysis. I would be happy to do so.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Please go ahead and walk us through the sectional analysis.
Of course. So Section 1 amends Alaska Statute 28.05.08 to remove a reference to the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators and a ban on information sharing information beyond what is mandated by the Real ID Act of 2005. Section 2 amends Alaska Statute 28.05.068 to convert an outright ban on data sharing with a private entity to a provision that allows them to do so only as necessary under the provision added in Section 3. And the Section 3 provision adds a subsection to Alaska Statute 28.15.151, allowing for information sharing with entities approved by the United States Social Security Administration to facilitate driver's license data verification. And then Section 4 simply says that the effective date is immediate under Alaska Statute 1.10.070.
See, thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any questions from the committee? Representative Mina.
Thank you, Chair Gray. Through the chair, I'm a little bit unfamiliar with that. What happened in 2021 and the driver license data verification service. So could you provide a little bit more context on that?
Yes, we can. And to do so, we have Dustin Brown, head of the Legislative Affairs at the Social Security Administration, on the line to testify and answer questions. So, Mr. Brown, could you please take yourself off mute and put yourself on the record and begin your testimony?
Yes, hello. My name is Dustin Brown. I am the head of Legislative Affairs at Social Security. It's very good to be with Chairman Gray and the members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to come before you today. I regret I couldn't be there in person, though I have enjoyed watching the last 3.5 hours of floor debate from Washington, D.C. And it was a real honor and privilege to be able to meet so many representative senators and your staff during my visit to your Capitol last week on this very issue. As we were discussing, and I think the question that came up is that I understand HB 213 and its recently gaining legislation in the Senate would give Alaska DMV the authority needed to resume participation in the driver's license data verification system, which is operated by a nonprofit intermediary, the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators. And my understanding to the question from Representative Mina is that there was found not to be sufficient authority to continue participation in 2021 based on a legal review that was done by the DMV.
Follow-up? Through the chair, and thank you for calling in and for your patience. Who initially did give the authority for Alaska to participate in that verification service?
My understanding is that the DMV, although, and this is through the chair to the representative, is my understanding, though it'd be good to confirm this with the DMV, as the DMV, I believe they did have the authority to initiate that data sharing program in 2019.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Eichheim.
Thank you, Chair Gray. Through the chair, the question I have is, when people apply for this replacement card, whether it's online in other states or through the laborious mail process, snail mail, is there any statutory guidance that says Social Security Administration shall respond or process that application by a time certain? Just curious about that, because I think a lot of times we send applications away or we do an online application. We just wonder, when will we hear back?
To Mr. Brown.
Oh. Yes, through the chair, I'm happy to respond to that as a representative. There is not a statutory guideline or standard that exists. However, it will take about 7 to 10 days to get a Social Security card replaced if that is done online. If you choose to do that through the mail, it takes approximately 45 days.
Follow up. Through the chair to Mr. Brown, has the Social Security Administration had staffing issues? As has been reported for many federal agencies recently within the last year, that affects that processing time.
Mr. Brown.
Through the chair, back to the representative, our timelines for replacement cards have not been impacted over the past year. And the metrics that we are reporting, you can go see on ssa.gov/performance. There have been pretty significant improvements consistently across all of our business lines.
Thank you. Representative Costello.
So I'm looking at the bill, and then I'm looking at the documentation, and it seems like the bill title doesn't address the Social Security replacement effort.
Thank you. Can either Ms. Gunn or Mr. Johnson address? Actually, it might be a question for Ledge Legal. I don't know. I do want to speak to the title.
Chair Gray, yes, just the specifically what's keeping us from doing the online security card replacement is this data sharing under the Social Security Administration. So what the bill is doing does speak to the title of the bill, but the problem that it is fixing is secondary.
Could we have somebody from Ledge Legal explain that just so that we know? Yes. I've never seen this before.
Can we
before.
Get Ledge Legal on the line? We'll go at ease while we get Ledge Legal. While we try to get Ledge Legal on the line. Next question. Representative Vance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is not a question. This is more of a statement that I'm really pleased with the way this bill is drafted because it's very clear on narrowly defining the information, the data that is being shared. That's a concern that I had yesterday on the same topic in a prior committee, is Alaskans care deeply about the security of their data and who it's being shared with. And I really appreciate how tight the language is on this bill and that it just does the one thing that we need to help so many Alaskans. So thank you for your diligence on this.
Thank you, Representative Vance. I'm going to ask a question to Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, can you walk us through the step-by-step process of what it looks like when somebody applies for a new security card online?
Yes, I'm happy to do that. What it looks like is the very first step of the process is an individual logged into their MySSA account, which requires authentication. They request then a replacement card. That request then goes to AMBA, which is the intermediary, who gets a data feed from the DMV in Alaska that verifies whether or not there is a match. And if SSA can identify or verify that the data from the driver's license or state identification card matches the data held by the jurisdiction that issued the credentials, it can then process the transaction. It's important to note at no point is that data coming to SSA. SSA only receives a true-false on whether or not the data is verified. It's also worth noting that AMBA, the intermediary organization, does not store any data and deletes the information immediately after the verification process is completed.
Thank you. Any other questions? At this time, we'll take a brief at ease to hopefully get Ledge Legal on the line. At ease. Back on the record, Ledge Legal should be calling in momentarily. In the meantime, I would like to ask a question to Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, if we were to amend the second page of the bill, line 7, to specify what type of entity that the DMV can share information with, if we made it clear that it could be shared with a nonprofit or tribal entity, but not a for-profit entity. Would that in any way affect the ability for this bill to move forward?
Chair, my understanding is it would not affect the ability for it to move forward.
Thank you. At ease while we wait for Ledge Legal. Another question for Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, can you, I think you said it's AMVA. Can you just tell us a little about the entity that we are sharing information with?
Chair, yes. Happy to describe that a little bit more. It's the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, and they provide this service, obviously, for 49 states through data sharing agreements. They have an online service that has undergone comprehensive cybersecurity testing. It is also only accessible through the secure My SSA portal, and they are a nonprofit entity.
Thank you for that answer. We'll go at ease while we wait for Ledge Legal. The record. So we're just having a brief discussion, just verifying, and this can be for the staff of Representative Nellie Jimmy and for Mr. Brown, that the Social Security Administration is not receiving any data. It's only receiving a true or false from the verifying entity, which is AMVA. Is that correct?
Yes. And Alaska already uses the AASVMA to already share data between states for passport verification and lawful status of verification programs.
Thank you. We have Claire Radford on from Ledge Legal. So we'll go back to Representative Costello to repeat her question about the bill's title.
Oh, thank you. So as I'm learning more about the bill, I understand that this is that's a statutory fix to a problem that solves a different issue. But I'm curious about how narrow the bill's title is.
Ms. Radford, I think, yes, go ahead.
Through the chair, Representative Costello, this title was drafted this way because the intent of the title is to give reasonable notice of what is within the bill without being so broad as to lose the function of notifying people of the bill's contents. So this is a little bit more narrow than other titles might be, with the intent that it provides that notice rather than just saying, relating to data sharing, for example.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Radford. Any questions for Representative Mina?
Through the chair, I don't know who to ask this question, so maybe for the bill sponsor, do you need to have a state ID or a driver's license with the DMV in order to apply for a Social Security card?
I'm not sure. I'm going to turn that question over to Mr. Brown.
Thank you.
Mr. Brown, can you answer the question if somebody must have a state-issued ID of some sort in order to apply for a Social Security card online?
Through the chair, to the representative's question, that is the kind of preferred identification source is having a driver's license. However, if that is not a possibility, there are other forms of identification that can be used to get a Social Security replacement card, including state identification. We did verify this question came up in my meeting with Representative Schwanke, that tribal IDs are also a potential form of identification that can be used if there's not a driver's license. So there's a whole series of criteria of different forms of identification that can be used if a driver's license is not available.
Follow up? Through the chair, then, so my understanding is that, Alaska tried to pursue the online Social Security renewals in 2019, and then there was a different interpretation in 2021. And so perhaps when the law was initially enacted in 2019, were Alaskans able to renew online with other forms of verification, such as a tribal ID? I'm just thinking about the verification outside of the DMV.
So it's Hayden Johnson speaking, and through the chair. So in 2021, the change wasn't prompted by a statutory change, but on the advice of the Department of Law. The Alaska statute 28.15.15 doesn't allow the DMV, I should say at the time didn't, or still now, does not allow the DMV to share confidential information needed to do the data verification process by the American Association of Motor Vehicles Administrators.
Thank you. I think what Representative Mina is asking is, in that period between 2019 and 2021, were we getting replacements to Social Security IDs with people using their tribal ID as verification for the online process?
I'm not sure, so I'm going to turn it back to Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown, are you able to answer that question?
Through the chair, I do not know specifically about the use of tribal IDs. I do have data that may be helpful just to show the amount of participation that was happening through the online request. In 2019, 2,578 were successfully receiving their replacement cards online. In FY 2020, 8,894, and for about half of fiscal year 21, there was another 8,248 successful online replacement cards issued.
Just a follow-up then this might be for the bill sponsor. If we pass this bill, would Alaskans in rural areas be able to apply for an online Social Security renewal using their tribal ID?
So through the chair, to the best of my knowledge, yes.
May I do another follow-up? Ms. Radford, could you also help clarify that what this bill is changing in the law would also allow online Social Security renewals using tribal IDs?
Ms. Radford.
Through the chair, Representative Mina, I'm not very familiar with the process for Social Security identification renewal, especially as it takes place online, but I'm happy to look into that for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Radford. Any other questions for Ledge Legal or for Mr. Brown or the sponsors at this time? Representative Mina?
Thank you, Chair Gray. I guess just a quick comment. there is clearly a huge need for a lot of Alaskans who have these barriers just related to Social Security, especially since we've seen a lot of closures of those offices. And I know those barriers are compounded in rural areas. And so what I'm thinking is, if we're making it a possibility to allow this online renewal again for Social Security via the DMV, if there's other forms of verification, such as tribal IDs, I would hope that this bill could accommodate for that as well, so that we can help address these barrier issues in both urban and rural Alaska.
Mr. Brown, is it your understanding that tribal ID, that our bill would allow for tribal IDs to be used as the verification ID for the renewal of a Social Security card?
To the chair, I do not know whether or not that will enable online renewal. I would have to look into whether that is part of the data exchange from, you know, through AMPA. I know it is something we can use to issue a replacement card, but I do not know whether or not that would enable online requests.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Vance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm looking it up right now. I am, because I've been working on another bill with the inclusion of federally recognized tribal IDs, and there is a distinction. And many of the updated federally recognized tribal ID are more extensive, do include photos. And looking online at what the Social Security Administration policy is on tribal IDs, it's saying that it's not automatically on their core list of primary identity documents, but they do have it part of their program operations manual system, and that in, if there's precedent in certain areas, that they can accept it. But Rep. Mina's question is directly online. So I think it would determine if it's in their system, and it's going to be a very region-specific, federally recognized tribal ID question that we may have to ask a more specific question on there, and depending on the tribe, if they have their system online.
Thank you, Representative Vance. To Mr. Brown, I'm just curious if you could find out if other states have found a way for people with federally recognized tribal IDs to renew, to get a replacement Social Security card online, so that we can learn how that state did it.
Chair, yes, I can ask our SSAP whether any state has been able to do that, and get back to you soon.
Thank you so much. Seeing no further questions at this moment, we will now take up public testimony. Public testimony for House Bill 2013 is now open. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Is there anyone online that would like to testify? Seeing no one online or in the room who would like to testify, public testimony is now closed. I would now like to set an amendment deadline for House Bill 2013 for Tuesday, February 17th at 5 p.m. Please work with the committee aide to ensure that amendments are on time. This should give us time to speak with Mr. Brown and see what needs to be done. We will now set House Bill 213 aside and bring it back up on Friday. I am not seeing anyone from
Grace.
I see Grace. However, at ease. Back on the record, we will take up House Bill 136 on a different day. That concludes today's business for the committee. Before we adjourn, here's a quick preview of Friday. We will at ease. I mean, should we should... The record. We will hear House Bill 239, criminally negligent homicide, failure to assist, and its introductory hearing. And we will hear House Bill 64, surrender of infant safety device, second hearing in the committee, but the first time this year. The time is now 5:02 p.m., and this hearing of the House Judiciary is adjourned.